Prologue. Ashton, Wisconsin. Katie Davis stared into the old suitcase that her father had never known her mother kept hidden in this attic niche. Her mother had spanked her for trying to open it. She had never tried again. At first, for fear of another spanking from the woman who never before had raised a hand to her. Later, because Katie had recognized her mother's reaction as deep fear. At times she'd wondered why Anna didn't throw out the suitcase if it frightened her so much. But there had never been that kind of communication between them. Her mother was gone now, 8 years ago when Katie was in college. Her father had died when she was a child. And here she sat in the attic, looking into the suitcase. Driven by a magazine article about a young woman who looked so much like her, right down to having a left little finger as long as her ring finger. The Baryavok hand, the article called it. The magazine said the king of Baryavok had been struck by the resemblance of this young woman to his daughter at the same age. They had formed a bond and shared the holidays. The king was going to walk the commoner down the aisle when she married. But then the article writer added a final paragraph. King Joseph still searches for his lost granddaughter. And somewhere out there could be a young woman who doesn't know she has a grandfather and a kingdom. Why that had driven her to the attic, Katie was not prepared to examine. Better, far better, to explore the suitcase's contents. At first she saw only yellowed, tattered paper. But as she lifted the paper out, she saw it had been protecting other items. She found a piece of embroidered fabric first. Her heart raced as she examined it, but it gave no answers, only raised more questions. She set it aside to draw out documents and realized that what Anna Davis had feared from the past had just become what Katie Davis needed to fear in the future.